present episode 16 in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. In Morristown tonight, there is great rejoicing over the news that the seemingly unavoidable sale of the little railroad has been once more staved off, for a time at least. Out on the West End, Mickey Donegan and Spider McGee on the 1290 are roaring towards Morristown with 37 cars of fruit behind them. Since leaving Brown's Pass this evening, this 1290 has made no stops. Spider and Mickey are still unaware of the good news.
Here comes number three.
Colville? Ask Simpson if he can make Unity for number three.
What?
Sure, she's right on the dot. He can? All right. Tell him to drop those empties and get out of town.
All right.
Hello there, William.
And hello. Oh,
this is where you are, eh? Don't you ever sleep?
How are you, Uncle? Come on in and sit down.
Thanks. Well, I couldn't get any rest at that hotel. This whole town seems to have gone mad.
Sure, and you're the hero of the occasion. I guess nobody's likely to go to bed tonight in Morristown.
Well, how much longer are you going to be working here, William?
Oh, just another half hour. Then Lawson comes on. I've got to see that fruit train in. That's our big money train, you know.
Fine, fine. But, this working night and day doesn't look so good to me, young fellow.
Oh, I've just got another 2 weeks of this night shift. It's only 4 hours, then we get a full staff.
I see. By the way, William... About this mortgage business.
Oh, just a minute, Uncle. There's the headlight of the 1290.
Oh.
She's just dropping down the hill. I've got to give her the semaphore. Okay. Now, what was that you asked me?
I'd like to talk over those fall obligations of yours. How do you stand for meeting that mortgage payment?
Well, not so good, Uncle. Our earnings have mounted up pretty well this last few weeks, but expenses are pretty high, too.
What's that mortgage total?
Well, Graham raised three different mortgages. $1,000, $2,000, and $300,000.
$600,000, eh?
That's right.
Well, that's not serious for a paying road.
No, but the first of those mortgages falls due this September 15th. No chance to renew it. It's $100,000.
And what arrears of interest?
Around $50,000.
Well, pretty big, pretty heavy money bill. Yeah. $150,000, eh? What have you in sight?
Well, I figure we can meet the $50,000 interest and maybe $30,000 of the principal.
Mm-hmm. At 70,000, you'll be still short.
Eh? That's right. But after the good luck of this morning, I feel sort of hopeful.
Yeah, if you don't find that odd 70,000, you'll still lose the railroad, is that it?
That's right.
Hmm. What have you got for the red ball?
Hmm. Oh, hello, Morrison. Excuse me a minute, Uncle.
Yes, certainly, certainly, Bill.
How many cars tonight?
37 out of here.
Uh-huh. Say, what's this? A meat order? Dexter?
Yes, I'm sorry, but can't be helped. You meet the 1010 there. She has a long train of empties, too. They're too big for the passing track, so you'll have to saw by.
Well, I guess that won't lay us out much. All right, Mr. Reed. Book me out at 140.
All right, Andy. And don't forget to keep them rolling tonight.
Sure, we'll do that. Good night.
Good night.
Good-looking man, that, William.
Yes, Morrison's a good railroad man. One of the old freight conductors here. Now that we've cleaned out the deadwood, we have a good outfit at the Green Valley, Uncle. I wouldn't trade them for any bunch in the country.
Well, that's fine. You know, Bill, you're doing pretty well with this railroad.
Oh, I don't know, Uncle. We've had a lot of grief. But we've managed to get by.
Hmm. Mighty heavy load for a young man, Bill.
Yes, I can stand it.
How about this mortgage money? You tried the banks?
Oh, sure, I've tried them all. They're pretty cagey. Nothing doing in that line.
I see. Well, my boy, we'll have to see what can be done.
See here, Uncle, you've done an awful lot already. Stopping that sale this morning, well, I never really thanked you either.
No, not a word, Bill. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Much better than going fishing.
Well, you're going to stay over the weekend with us, Uncle?
Why, yes, and that reminds me. I'm going to take a run up to the hills tomorrow to see how the trout are biting. Now, how about taking a day off and coming along, William?
Uncle, there's nothing I'd like better in the world, but...
Never mind the buts. This railroad isn't going to take any harm for a day anyhow, and the holiday will do you good.
Well, I'd sure like to.
As a favor to me, Bill.
All right, Uncle. Guess one day won't hurt.
Right. I'll see you then at breakfast in the morning.
All right.
We'll get Abe Meadows to drive us up to the Big Forks. You can forget about railroads for one day at least, young fellow.
Fine. Good night, Uncle.
Good night, Bill.
Superintendent's office. Hello, Mr. Friedman. Who? Mr. Reed, no, he isn't here today. What? Yes, he went up to Big Forks with Judge Merrick. Yes, just a fishing trip. They'll be back tonight. Oh, don't mention it. You're quite welcome. Goodbye. George Freeman inquiring where Bill is. I wonder. Good gracious, what a fool I was to tell him where they'd gone. Come in. Oh, hello, Spider. Come in. Why? Well, what's the trouble?
I don't know, Miss Carey. Guess I ain't got no right button into the super's office like this. But it's kind of important.
Oh, that's all right, Spider. I'm glad to see you. What can I do for you?
I was looking for the super.
Mr. Reed, well, you're out of luck, Spider.
Gosh, Turner, just my luck. Where is he? Out on the road?
No, he went fishing with Judge Merrick. They're up to Big Forks.
Gee, that's so. Well, I guess it don't matter. But I'd sure like to have a word with him.
Now, see here, Spider McGee. What's all the mystery?
Oh, it ain't nothing, I guess.
My goodness, first you say it's important, then you say it isn't. I wish you'd tell me what's wrong.
All right, I'll tell you. But it's kind of awkward.
Spider, is it anything to do with what happened yesterday at the meeting?
Well, kind of, you see.
Is it because my father is connected with a deal to sell the Green Valley that you don't like to talk to me?
I reckon you hit the bullseye right there, Miss Carey.
All right, never mind about the relations. If it's something that Mr. Reed ought to know, you better let me have it.
It was Ma Flint that tipped me off. There's something funny going on.
For heaven's sake, Spider, hurry up and tell me. There's Father coming along the tracks now. He's coming in here. What is it?
Did you get a phone from Freeman's office?
Sure, just now. I told him Bill had gone fishing.
Gosh, you know Freeman's with the opposition.
I know it was stupid, but...
Listen, your dad was in Freeman's office. Him and Mason. He's kind of sore about yesterday. I reckon they're framing something.
All right, listen. Quick, before Father comes. Get to the phone, call Jordan's post office.
Yeah.
It's on the Big Fork Trail. They may not be past there yet.
All right.
Tell Jordan to get hold of Bill Reed and tell him to get back in here right away. Understand?
Sure, I'll get right to him.
All right, hurry. Oh, my goodness, here's Father.
Oh, I, hello. Good morning, Mr. Graham.
Morning, McGee. Morning, Carol.
Hello, Father.
Well, this is a nice state of affairs, I must say. Entertaining ordinary firemen in the superintendent's office. Nice way to run a railroad.
Oh, I don't know. I find Spider rather amusing.
Evidently. Where's Reed?
My dad. Didn't Mr. Freeman tell you?
Freeman? What do you mean, Carrie?
Why, it's perfectly simple. I saw you leave George Freeman's office a few minutes ago. Just before that, George phoned me and I told him where Bill was. Possibly he forgot to tell you.
Really, Carrie? I object to this flippant manner you seem to be acquiring lately.
I must say, Father, you change the subject very neatly. Oh, but let's not quarrel. What can I do for you?
Carrie, I want to have a serious talk with you.
Oh, dear. All right. I've got a few minutes before I start on the mail. What is it, Father?
First, a family matter. Your mother is very much hurt that you have moved to a room in that hotel. It's not a very nice thing for a young girl.
Oh, Mother's always talking about being hurt. She'll get over it, and as for going to the hotel, well, it's quite a natural thing. I have a lot of work to do, and the house is so far out.
Is that the only reason, Carrie?
No, I'll be quite honest, Father. I'm working for the Green Valley Railroad, and you seem to be working against it. If you'd had your way yesterday, the line would have been sold out, lock, stock, and barrel.
Carrie, I know what is best for the Green Valley. The idea that a small road can stand alone in these days is, why, it's absurd.
It's not only going to stand alone, but pretty soon the Green Valley line is going to be an important railroad.
I see. You're becoming infatuated with the idea of William Reed, eh?
Oh, Father, it's all so funny.
I see nothing funny in the situation.
Oh, don't you see? A month ago, you and Mother were singing the praises of Bill Reed. Now you haven't a good word to say for him.
I consider him a traitor to his father's interests.
All right, have it your own way, then. Well, what else did you want to talk about?
Just a small business matter. There are some papers in the safe here. You have the combination. Please open it for me.
Oh, but Father, you'll have to wait till Bill returns.
Why, that's impossible. The matter is urgent. Carrie, give me that combination.
Father, I'm sorry. I can't do it.
I'm the president of this road. I demand that combination. If necessary, I shall use force to obtain it. Here, stay away from that phone.
I tell you, I won't give it to you.
Miss Carrie, I just got word that... Oh, excuse
Spider,
me.
Spider, don't go. Stay right here. I want you.
All right.
Father, I think you'd better go.
Very well. But understand, I'm going to get that combination.
Oh, dear. What is it, Spider?
Say, I phoned Jordan at 10 Mile. They were up the trail a piece. Found Meadows lying unconscious. No sign of Bill Reed at the judge. Reckon they've run into trouble.
Hurry up, Spider. Get the sheriff's office on the phone.
Okay,
quick.
Go on.
Another queer situation in the Green Valley. Bill Reed and Judge Merritt missing. Harry Graham alone in the office. John Graham in another desperate attempt to upset the apple cart. Watch out for episode 17 in The Green Valley Line. Thank you.